Hello and welcome to Who Wins Podcast, where each episode we pit pop culture icons against each other in a brutal fight to the death. I'm Chris Bolton. With me, as always, my partner in pugilism, Mr. Mark Williams.
Hello.
And this episode, we reach the final stages of our initial bracket in our Champion of Champions tournament. For those of you that haven't been following along at home, I mean, why jump in now? But just in case, quick recap of the rules. We've taken every winner that we've ever had on this show, separated them out into brackets, and we are pitting them against each other initially in a kind of battle royale scenario. Each bracket will have one winner. That winner will progress through to the next round of what will become a knockout tournament. So, this episode, we have bracket number 7, which is machines, and bracket number 8, which is monsters. And once again, quick disclaimer, listeners, these brackets are tenuous, to say the least. It has been difficult to categorize some of these, so we've done our absolute best. So, like, if you want to write in and say, oh, but we don't think this one belongs in machines, he should be just fuck off. All right, by the way, that was my whiny internet voice.
So a very good whiny internet voice.
Yeah, we don't care. This took a long time. This is what we got. All right, so I guess let's dive in. Right, let's start with machines. So, quite a small bracket this one. Okay, in our machines bracket, we have Voltron, the Terminator, Baymax, the Zoids, Inspector Gadget, and the Transformers. Now, teams have to nominate, okay? We're not going to take all of the Zoids and all of the Transformers. I think it's fair to allow Voltron in as a team, as if they formed the one Voltron.
Yeah, it's got to be the big, no, the big combined robot, isn't it?
Yeah. So we allow that. So we need to pick a Zoid. It's got to be the big Tyrannosaur motherfucker, hasn't it?
Yeah, his name I can't fucking remember.
I can't remember his name off the top of my head now either, but you all know the one we mean, listeners. I will Google it very quickly before we move into the tournament. Shame on us for not knowing that.
To be fair, I had planned on going back and listening to all of these episodes because I can't remember fuck all about Zoids. I was going to go back and re-listen to our episode this afternoon. I just didn't have time. So that's my bad, unfortunately.
I can still remember a fair bit about Zoids, apart from the name of the Tyrannosaur, which I'll find out.
The fucking Tyrannosaur thing.
So while I'm hastily Googling that, we need to decide on a Transformer.
That's probably fucking Prime, isn't it?
I mean, it kind of has to be, doesn't it?
Duh.
I
would just have assumed that's the way it was going. I mean, I can't think of anybody else it would be. Just want to recap as well, because I'm struggling to remember where these came from. So Voltron beat Power Rangers very early on. That's right, isn't that?
Yes.
Terminator won Triple Threat with Ultron and Robocop.
Yep.
Baymax made s'mores out of Stay Puft.
Yep.
Zoids beat Dinobots, I want to say.
Yes, I think that was correct.
Inspector Gadget beat Robocop.
Did he? I don't know.
And Transformers beat GoBots.
Yes, that's correct. So it is called
Gadget beat Robocop in episode 61.
Yeah, it is just called the Tyrannosaur. I mean, there's the Ultrasaurus, but it's basically just called a Tyrannosaur Zoid. Basically,
that's a little bit fucking lame, isn't it? No effort whatsoever went into that. I mean, it's not Grimlock, is it?
No, I mean, it's a fucking robot T-Rex. What more do you want to say? And it's got guns on it. Like, what more do you want to say, really? Okay. Let's dive into this then. So, I mean, first of all, there's a size thing here, isn't there? Like, Voltron is fucking massive compared to the rest of these. Like, probably the Tyrannosaurzoid is the next biggest. I think Baymax and Prime are probably a similar size, I would say.
I'd have gone Prime is probably bigger.
Yeah, but not massively. Yeah, both of them are like larger than a human, but they're not like giant robots like a Tyrannosaurus Rex Zoid would be, or like Voltron is. And then of course, Inspector Gadget and the Terminator are just regular human
people-sized.
Yeah,
yeah.
So you've got to give the size advantage there to Voltron and the Zoid, and you've got to figure straight away they're going for each other with that in mind.
Yeah, you'd have to, wouldn't you? And I think that with them having such a big size difference with everything else, everything else is going to fucking run rings around it, because the maneuverability, and we talked about this so many times on the show, going way back to the beginning, that as a lumbering oaf myself, I fully identify with this. Just because you're bigger doesn't mean you're going to be better in a fight, because if people are smaller and faster, they can outmaneuver you, trip you, in this case, we'll trip you over your own shoelaces.
Yeah.
And you're kind of fucked.
Yeah, I mean, also, you know, Tyrannosaurus Rex, not exactly known for being graceful, is it? Let's be honest.
No. Can't throw a punch for shit.
No. I mean, it is covered in guns, though.
Yeah, we don't have guns, though.
True, but they're kind of part of him, though, aren't they? How do you, like...
Yeah, true.
I think it's unfair to not allow him those guns. Like, they're part of his body.
Yeah, I suppose, yeah. It's not like he's got to go and get them and do anything with them. If they're intrinsic to the body, then yeah, we kind of got to allow it, haven't we?
Yeah, it's not like with Voltron, for instance, it can fire a gun. That's,
yeah, same with like Prime,
or use
fire
a sword.
A gun.
Yeah, that's different. Like we'd allow it to use a sword, but not carry a gun, for instance.
Yeah.
But you kind of figure like between Voltron and probably Prime, because I think Prime's going to see a Tyrannosaur and think, fucking having some of that.
He's going to want to ride it though, isn't he?
He is, but you can.
He's going to be a proper dick about it.
He is, but also you can see, like, if Voltron's getting, like, involved with this fucking Zoid and they're just having, like, a kaiju smackdown, you can kind of see Prime just coming around from the back and, yeah, getting up on top of it and almost just, like, you can see him grabbing the jaw and just ripping it
off.
Yeah, like, just ripping the jaw apart, because there ain't no riding the thing. Like, it's got to go down, hasn't it?
Yeah.
And Prime's totally capable, I think, of just mounting it while it's occupied and just ripping the jaw off it.
I mean, especially if you take the Prime from the Michael Bay movies, which is slightly bigger than it was ever represented in the cartoon, has that big fuck-off sword and is not above sticking it through the base of anything's skull.
Yeah, true. So I think between the two of them, I think our poor old Zoid is just...
Yeah, I think so.
It's the first to fall, right?
Yeah.
Now, while that's going on, you've got to figure the Terminator's just going to be, like, going for everything. The thing is, he hasn't got an Uzi, right? So he hasn't got his regular weapon, but he's also a fucking killer machine. That's what he does.
Well, yeah. Yeah, so, I mean, it's going to just rip things apart, isn't it? You know, it doesn't have a gun, but it will quite easily walk up to Baymax and pull his fucking arms off for shits and giggles.
I mean, Baymax is also kind of squishy and inflatable, isn't he? Bless him. So,
yeah, exactly.
I love him. I love him to bits, but... He ain't standing up to the Terminator, is he?
To be fair, I think he was lucky to get it to last this long. And that's only because we didn't talk about him yet.
Yeah, and even if he stands up to the Terminator, like, Gadget is a walking Swiss Army knife. He could literally just pop his finger off and get, like, a little corkscrew and just pop him. So I think poor old Baymax, bless him. I mean, he can fly, so he could potentially get up out of harm's way, but he's going to have to land sooner or later, isn't he?
He's going to have to land sooner or later, and... Realistically, is Voltron going to see him trying to fly away and smack him?
Hang on, though, we haven't established if he's wearing the armor or not, have we? Because we're assuming that he's all squishy and like they're going to pop him. But if he's wearing the armor, which I guess he is, because this is a battle.
Well, yeah, I mean, I think Terminator's going to pull his fucking arms off.
Oh yeah, I mean, it's just a bit. It's basically he's got to open the tin first, doesn't he?
Which he's going to rip the fucking lid off, isn't he?
Yeah, that's the only difference. But
yeah, it takes 4 seconds instead of two.
Yeah, again, Gadget could even, like, go Gadget blowtorch or something if he had to. And just
go Gadget can opener.
Yeah, exactly. And get him out of there. All right. Yeah. So we're already down to Voltron, Terminator, Inspector Gadget, and Transformers, which is Prime, sorry.
I mean, is Voltron going to be trying to stand on things? Being that much bigger.
If I was Voltron, I would be trying to crush the Terminator under my feet at this point.
Yeah.
I absolutely would.
Yeah, because, I mean, regardless of how much you know about the Terminator, you've just seen it potentially rip another robot apart. And if you're that much bigger than it, you're going to be thinking, right, this is mortal size. I can do some damage to this. Even if I don't kill it outright, I can do enough structural damage to take it down, and then I can kill it later.
I think as long as he can crush the head, because that's the thing, right?
Yeah.
You've got to take the head out. So as long as he can crush the head, he can kill it. And, like, I think he absolutely can crush the head. Like, hang on, how tall is Voltron? Like, he's fucking massive. Let me just quickly...
Oh, you're talking, no.
He's fucking... Right, he's 100 meters tall.
Yeah, I was going to say tens of meters. I was going to go 50, 60. So you've massively
over 100 meters tall.
Yeah. Now, realistically, he's going to even if you take the prime from the Bay movies, where you're probably talking, I don't know, 10, 12 meters.
Yeah.
Yeah, this thing is fucking huge.
It's huge. Like this
it's building size.
Like I say, it's kaiju level, right? He can literally just stomp Terminator, and if he needed to, he's got jets on his back as well, and he could literally fly up and just drop on all three of them.
Drop onto him, yeah.
He could literally drop on all three and just smush them.
I mean, I think with that, I think Gadget isn't gonna think to get out of the way, because how many times has he got fucking squished and smacked with garbage can lids and all this sort of shit? He's not gonna think about it, so I think he's gonna get squished straight away.
Yeah, I would.
Prime, I would imagine being that much bigger, might try and get out of the way.
I don't think you're taking Prime out by doing a giant big splash on him.
No,
I think he's also too maneuverable. Like if he could see it come in, he could quickly transform and just boot it out of the way, couldn't he?
Well, you remember that
as well. He can literally turn into a fucking big rig and he could just boot it out of the way. So I think Prime can get clear. I think Gadget, if anything, is collateral damage. So it's whether Voltron is just like specifically targeting the Terminator. Do you know what I mean? Like bringing a foot down on him.
Yeah, I mean, if he's 100 meters plus tall, I mean, his fucking daps are going to be massive. His daps are going to be the size of what? Fucking buses.
I mean, you're talking a fucking crater by the time he lands, aren't you?
I'm just thinking the sheer footprint as well, because it's got to be big enough to balance him.
Mm.
So if he's 100 meters tall, you're talking a fucking bus as a minimum for the size of his feet, if not more.
So can
the Terminator dodge out of the way of that quick enough? I don't know that he can.
No, definitely. I mean, the Terminator by design is quite slow moving and lumbering. This isn't a T-1000 we're talking about. It's a T-800, So it's not going anywhere fast. So it's getting crushed.
And it's whether it's dense enough to withstand that sort of weight and not crumple, but I don't think it is.
I don't think it is. And canonically, you know, the first Terminator in Terminator gets done in with a giant fucking press. So
it can definitely
kill him. I mean, how many times even in the opening of T2 do you see like all the skulls getting crushed and stuff like that? And like it's not happening. They're just gonna it's gonna crush that skull. If it was a T-1000, it would be different. But I think you know, we're talking metal on metal, right? So unless the Terminator is made of a much denser material, just the sheer weight and force.
Expect him to be made of a denser material because of the way Voltron is, like, you know, the component parts, they've got to come together, and to be that big, it's got to be light enough to move. However, just the sheer size of it, I think, would make it heavy enough to crush.
I think so. I think so. I mean, and especially, like I say, if he needed to, he get the increased velocity from jets as well. Like, I think he takes Terminator out by virtue of the fact that Gadget is right by him, because they're tag team at Baymax. I think Gadget is collateral damage, isn't he? He's got no go-go Gadget that's withstanding that. So assuming we give him Prime the benefit of the doubt and he's got out of the way, he now needs to circle back to take out Voltron. No.
Now, this is where it gets interesting, and this comes back to the size v speed thing again. Because, yes, Voltron is that much bigger, but moving around is, if Prime is behind him, for example, the amount of effort and maneuverability it would take to turn Voltron around, Prime's moved again.
Yeah, plus bear in mind, Voltron is a series of component parts, right?
Yeah.
And Prime is super smart, right, and super battle-ready. Yeah. He's going to know that actually I don't need to take out the whole fucking robot, do I? If I can take out the right leg, then all of a sudden it's fighting at a disadvantage. And then I'll take out the left leg. And all of a sudden...
Presumably, I mean, when it comes together, same as the Megazord in Power Rangers, when it comes together, it's not in its... It's an adaptation of the individual Zords.
Yes.
It's not a case of we chop his leg off and it turns back into the one it was before, because it has to change its shape and its structure to become the leg.
Yes. Yeah. Yes, that's exactly right.
So
yeah.
So it's not a case of if we chop him into five pieces, all of a sudden there's five lions again.
No, No, it doesn't work like that. Like, they could separate into five lions. Yeah, but it, so like with the legs, the lion's head kind of folds.
Yeah,
under
it goes to 90 degrees,
foot,
doesn't it?
Yeah, to form the foot. So,
yeah,
I think this comes down to just Prime just being a more skilled and more agile combatant, which has happened so many times on this podcast. Yeah. But he is, isn't he? Like, he's got the speed and the maneuverability. And I think
and the smarts as well. I think, as you said, he's a military tactician, and I think that if you were in that space, you're occupying your prime. You think, right, if I take one of the legs out, don't take the other one out because then he can't balance, he can't stand up.
Mm. Yeah,
so you take one out, he has to topple, and then you don't need to go for the others. You just go for the head.
Yeah, and again, Prime.
And you
Prime
take,
is
take out where that control element is.
Compared to him, Prime is small and agile enough. And even in the Michael Bay films you talked about earlier, like, yeah, he's a hulking robot, but Prime is always quite an agile fighter, right? You see him rolling out of the way and throwing punches and stuff, right? So once he's down, once you take that leg out, it's much like he did with the Zoid. You can see him just kind of scrambling up the side there.
Yeah.
And just laying seven shades of shit into him, just getting up there and absolutely pasting that head until there's nothing left.
Definitely.
I think this is probably going to be controversial. Of all the fucking Battle Royals so far, if anyone's going to give a shit, right, I think they're going to give a shit over this one.
Yeah.
But I think this goes to Prime.
Yeah, I think so.
Okay. We're agreed.
I mean, to be fair, going into it, I thought that was going to be the case.
I had my money on Terminator, to be honest, because Terminator, but...
Yeah, mine was kind of the same. For the same reason, it was Prime. It was just like, no.
Yeah. I'm happy to give this to Prime, if you are. So,
yeah,
we just take the shit for it. Okay, never mind. right, there we go. So, Prime goes through.
Yep, so Prime goes through. So, we're into our last Battle Royale, then.
Our last Battle Royale. Yeah, which is our Monsters bracket. So... Stitch, Dracula, Angel / Angelus. We haven't really clarified, so we'll go with Angel because that's what I've written down.
That's what he was in the fight. He was it was Angel and Edward Cullen. He was Angel, not Angelus.
Right, so fine, it's Angel. Right, Spike and Drew, we were very insistent that they had to come as a pair when they were in the last spot, Battle Royale. Do we still allow them to be a pair? So we have
can't,
to pick one.
We've split everybody else up.
Agreed. Okay. We have to pick one. There is no way Spike's letting Drew go in.
No, I was going to say it's got to be Spike because, A, he wouldn't let Drew go into it anyway, but also he's not as crazy, but he's a better fighter. He's more experienced, and I think
he is the better fighter. Drew's more powerful, arguably.
Yeah, definitely.
There is no way he's letting her, like, he's too chivalrous where she's concerned.
And let's be fair, she's a bag of fucking cats anyway. She ain't, you know, she goes into a fight, she's not going to know what the fuck's going on.
She goes into this fight, it's over anyway, if I'm being perfectly honest, because she's too fucking crazy for any of these motherfuckers. Like, they will not see her coming. So, okay, so it'll be Spike then.
I think Chucky'd probably try and fuck her.
I think she'd probably let him. And then she'd dress him up and have a tea party. He'd be right in there with Miss Edith. Okay, so there you go. Next out of the gate is Chucky, Michael Myers, Freddy Krueger, the Addams Family. So we need to nominate. I mean, it's got to be Lurch, hasn't it?
Of course it has.
Who else would you put in? Like... I mean, I know Gomez is a sword fighter.
I was going to say Gomez is a swordsman, isn't he?
Yeah, but Lurch is fucking massive, right? So
Lurch is a fucking tank, isn't he?
Then again, Wednesday's a fucking psychopath.
Yeah, but then you've got other psychos in here as well. I don't think that's enough of a strength for her.
I agree. It's Lurch, isn't it? They're going to nominate Lurch. Plus, he's the help. So if there's a fight and we're nominating,
he's cannon fodder,
and he goes right. The Killer Clowns. Oh, so many good ones to choose from. But I think we go with Shorty just because he's the psycho.
Yeah, I think so.
I mean, the power set is all largely the same with the clowns anyway, so it's just more of a physicality thing. But we could, I guess, Clownzilla, but then I think that's kind of a bit unfair. I think we have to go with the core of the clowns, so I think we put Shorty in.
Yeah, I'd go with that.
Okay, and then Beetlejuice.
Yeah.
And Daenerys Targaryen.
Dun, dun, dun.
Yeah, We don't care what you think, listeners. She's a monster. No.
she's a genocidal maniac. She'd be on the same bracket as Hitler. Yeah. Hitler got through.
And if you want to disagree with us, there are
tough.
There are, I don't know, how many episodes of Game of Moans did we do?
83.
There are 83 episodes of Game of Moans you can go and listen to.
Which means there's about 166 reasons why she belongs in this bracket.
Yeah, before you come at us, all right? So do your research. We're prepared. She belongs in with the monsters. Absolutely. She is a fucking monster. Right. Let's get into it then.
Let's go.
Okay, so Stitch, first of all, is the wild card for me here. Because I think he's very easy to just take him for granted and be like, it's the little thing over there.
Well, that's it. But isn't he more or less indestructible?
He is pretty much indestructible. He is a raging lunatic. We're not allowing him guns, obviously.
He doesn't need guns, though, does he?
No.
He's got extra arms.
He's got extra arms. He's got sharp teeth. He can climb walls. He
can knock him futs.
He's absolutely fucking mental. Like, I see him just ripping Chucky to shreds within seconds.
Chucky's going to be a fucking chew toy.
Yeah, totally. He's going to rip him to bits. And I don't think Chucky's got anything to even count. Even if he tries stabbing him, Stitch is just going to be like, yeah, but, you know, whatever.
Yeah. I think the thing with that as well is that I'd imagine certainly Beetlejuice, Spike, and probably Shorty, you're going to think that's fucking hilarious.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. At least Beetlejuice and Spike will be in Stitches. Yeah. I totally agree. So I think poor old Chucky is probably the first to fall here. And I think it's by Stitch. Like, it's so easy to just see Stitch and think of like a cute Disney character without actually thinking of the origin of it and putting him in this and seeing him with his back up against the wall. Like, he's got a fucking hair trigger here. He is not waiting for a bell. He's gone.
No.
That's what he was designed for. He is the perfect bioweapon. That's his job. That's why he exists. So Chucky is fucking toast. I think you're right. Spike and Beetlejuice are probably in Stitches, which gives, no pun intended, which opens them up for an attack if anybody's smart enough.
It does. Now, I think a lot of them are. I think Michael Myers, Freddy, I think, they're going to be looking at this going, hang on, they've got their backs to this and they're fucking laughing.
Mm.
I think we're straight in there. I think Angel with all his fucking Spike baggage is also going to be thinking, hang on.
You know Angel's going straight for Spike. There's not even a question. He's going to go straight for him. He's going to attempt to head him straight away, I would imagine, or get in there with a stake.
Yeah, I think so.
I don't know. I don't know if he manages to pull that off, even with Spike distracted. I think he's still a vampire. He's still super quick.
Yeah.
I mean, so is Angel, but...
Yeah. I don't think it's that easy.
I don't think it's that easy.
Look at the number of times they have fought and how that's gone. It's even when one does surprise the other, it's never that fucking easy.
Yeah, I mean, these two are going to be going at it all fight, I think.
I mean, let's be fair. If the internet's going to fucking come at us one way or the other, it's going to be over this.
Yeah, so let's assume that's happening and let them go at it then.
Oh, they're going to... That's going to be a scrap. That's going to go for a while.
That is definitely going to go for a while.
I think Beetlejuice is getting a fucking... either a machete or a finger full of razor blades through the heart.
Now, the thing is, does that kill him, though?
I don't know.
Because he's already dead. I don't know
how you kill Beetlejuice.
Yeah, he's already dead, isn't he?
You've got to exorcise him, haven't you?
You have. And we do not have an exorcist here.
No.
So Beetlejuice is head in a box scenario, isn't it?
I think so, yeah.
So, I mean, yeah, I guess, like,
Myers on the machete, isn't that?
Yeah, you could take his head off and incapacitate Beetlejuice, definitely.
Yeah. I think that's the only way, isn't it?
But Beetlejuice...
But does he just grow back? You know what Beetlejuice is like?
This is the thing. Does he either pop a new head back or just sprout legs underneath the other head?
Well, that's what I was thinking. It's a bit like Krang with his fucking... his metal legs and his little... the little TV tray legs.
I can totally see him doing that. And then if he's got his little legs, you can almost see him kind of just sort of tuttering over onto Shorty's shoulder and just, like, getting in his ear a bit and just being like, you know, I'm a showman too. Let's fuck these guys up. Let's go for it. So you can sort of see, you can sort of see him perched on Shorty's shoulder. Now, Shorty's obviously not going to be allowed the candy floss gun. It's a gun at the end of the day, so he's not going to be allowed that. He can still use the shadow puppets, though. He can still use the boxing glove. He can still use all the other stuff. So, I mean, you got to figure if he's then rounding on Michael Myers and Freddy, like, he can do a bit of damage.
I think so.
He can definitely do it. Particularly, I think, to Michael Myers. Like, because, yes, he just keeps on coming, but he is ultimately mortal at the end of the day.
I was going to say, that's the thing, is that he's always sold as this fucking tank that just keeps on coming, and you know, whatever you do with him, it's I think it was the French and Saunders parody of Misery, where they were trying to kill Don French's Kathy Bates, and they were going through all the different weapons you'd need to kill it, and in the end, it's a bazooka that blows a hole in the middle of it, so there's no chest left, there's no heart or anything. It's that scenario with Michael Myers, is that, yes, okay, he keeps coming, but actually, if you destroy his heart, his body's going to die. His body can't function without pumping blood around it. Same as if you take his brain out, he cannot function in that way. And I think that's what happens here. I think it's not an easy process, but I think given the tools the Shorty's got, I think he can do that.
I think he can at least certainly down him. And then when he's down, like, these are all nasty motherfuckers. But specifically, if this guy's on the floor, Stitch is just going to rip him to shreds. He's going to turn tail and be over and just, like, he'll rip him to bits. Like, he'll bite that heart out.
And then he'd put the mask on.
Yeah, totally. He would. He absolutely would, yeah. and pick up the fucking machete.
Yeah.
And Chucky probably had a fucking kitchen knife as well. So now you've got a Stitch with two knives.
Dual wielding Stitch. Fuck,
dual wielding Stitch. So poor old Shorty being in the vicinity is gone. Like,
oh, he's toast.
He's gone. Like, Stitch is just turning around and taking his head off immediately.
I can see Stitch turning into fucking Taz and just spinning around really fast and taking shit out. And
so Shorty is going to go, I think. That leaves Beetlejuice still around. Freddy's still around. Angel and Spike still going at it. Dracula is going to be watching
Dracula hasn't done anything yet, and Danny hasn't done anything yet.
No, but I mean, Dracula's going to be watching those two rolling around in the mud and just thinking, like, this is so beneath him. Like, is this what we've become?
This is giving vampires a bad name.
Yeah. Meanwhile, you know, while that's going on, you wouldn't put it behind Danny to then just shank him in the back with a stake.
Well, this is the thing with Danny, because Danny has two weapons. One is the fact she's a fucking psycho-killing bitch.
Mm-hmm.
And two is that she's immune to fire.
She is.
Vampires don't like fire.
No, they don't. I mean, I have
Freddy doesn't like
this.
Fire.
No, I have already thought this. Like, she just needs to whisper Dracarys, basically, doesn't she? And
she does. However, as immune as she is to fire, she's not immune to sharp, pointy things. And Stitch has two of the cunts.
He does, but we're not there yet, are we? If she's going over to take Dracula out. I mean, we've got to allow her the dragon, right? Because we did in the last fight.
We allowed him when she took on Pete.
So, I mean, she could literally...
She could lay waste to Drac, Angel, and Spike.
She literally could. She could just... Yeah, she could just bomb, essentially, the entire fight. I think she would.
Like, yeah, I think so.
I think that's all three vampires taken out.
That's all three vampires, because really, that's not going to hurt her.
No.
She probably doesn't know if it's going to hurt Stitch or not.
No. It wouldn't.
Freddy's already fucking flame-grilled.
Yeah. It would terrify him, though.
It would terrify him, yeah. And the vampires are gone at that stage. I think that's the move.
It would probably take Lurch out as well, wouldn't it? He hasn't done anything yet.
I forgot Lurch was there.
Yeah. I mean, he's just a
ghoul. I'd imagine Dragonfire, that's going to take him out.
So that's him gone.
Yeah.
So we got Beetlejuice, Freddy, Danny, and Stitch left. At this point, Stitch is going to be super pissed because she's tried to burn him. So now he's going for her.
Now he's going sharp, pointy, pointy, stabby, stabby, which we know she doesn't like.
Yeah, and again, she is ultimately just mortal. So bye-bye, Danny.
Just happens to be a little bit asbestos.
Yep. So she's gone.
Yep.
And then Stitch claims the dragon.
Can you imagine Stitch riding a fucking dragon? That would be awesome.
Yeah, I mean,
that's a movie I'd pay to see. Stitch's yeah. Dragon. Fuck Pete. Stitch's
yeah,
Dragon.
Stitch's Dragon. Totally. Okay, so he's got... So that's... I assume the dragon just fucks off at that point, right? Because there's this whole thing...
Well, yeah, like, that's kind of what happened, isn't it?
Yeah, they mourn, don't they? So the dragon's just going to be like, I'm going to go away and be sad emo dragon for a bit now.
Again.
Yeah, go and find a fucking chair to burn.
Yeah.
Spoilers for the end of Game of Thrones, listeners.
What a fucking waste of a chair that was as well. Oh, it looked like the most uncomfortable fucking chair in history.
Yeah, it did. Like, nobody would want to sit in the fucking thing anyway. You'd get piles, right?
God, yeah. If you didn't shred your ass first.
Yeah. So, Beetlejuice is still kicking around his head.
Beetlejuice is still kicking around his head. However, I can see Stitch wanting to play fucking football with it.
Yeah, I mean, you can see him whipping it.
He's going to think it's a ball. He's going to want to play with it.
Yeah, you can see him whipping it at Freddy almost, can't you?
Yeah.
Now, so the thing with Freddy, when we got into this with him last time as well, part of the reason he was so difficult to beat is because if he can get into the dream realm, he is also indestructible, and he's also essentially a god. He is.
Yeah.
He can do anything. The problem is, in order to get Stitch there, he's either going to have to knock him out, or he's going to have to wait until he falls asleep.
Yeah. Now, Stitch is like a fucking toddler.
Yeah, not happening, let me tell you.
Doesn't tire.
He is not going to sleep. He is absolutely ripping.
Because you can see the mistake Freddy will make as well. Freddy will try and convince him to go to sleep.
Yeah.
And in toddler brain, that goes, nope.
Yeah, not happening. Absolutely
not. Happening, not doing it. Fuck off. I'm more awake now just because you said the S word.
Yeah. He's going to like launch himself at him, knives in both eyes. Like,
yeah.
Probably then yank the glove off. So now he's got two knives and the glove.
He's got extra arms, so he can wield them all.
Yeah, totally. He's fine with this. Two knives and a glove. Now the problem is that he's not gonna kill Freddy. Much like Beetlejuice, he needs kind of exercising. Really, he can be sort of killed, kind of, but he's gonna keep coming back unless you like grind his bones up and shit like that. If I remember rightly, was what they did.
He's
consecrated. No, they had to put him in consecrated ground, didn't they? And then he still ended up coming back as well. But
that was
more difficult. But again, like, you've got two ghosts here now that essentially all he needs to do is just dismember Freddy as well.
Yeah.
And then you've got Stitch in his two heads that he can just like kick around for eternity. There is nothing stopping him just jumping in a spaceship and yeeting the pair of them into the sun, is there?
I was just going to say the same fucking thing.
Like, and he's cold enough to do it. And I don't care who you are or what you do. If you get yeeted into the sun...
Oh, yeah, you ain't coming back.
That's you, right? There is...
Yeah.
Is not, you're not surviving that, are you?
Yeah. It's slightly telling that we've been doing this for so long. We both came up with the same fucking ending.
You just yeet them straight into the sun. Like, off they go. And even if they do come back, they've got to come back from the sun. It's going to take a long fucking time.
Well, yeah, exactly.
I think Stitch takes it.
I think so. And I'm pretty happy with that.
So am I. I'm not even, like, I'm not even sad about it. He was the dark horse for me as soon as we put this list together. But as we started talking about it, I was like, no, he's a killing machine. Like, this is his thing. So Stitch with the assist from Danny, basically.
Yeah, that's fair.
Is what this is. Okay, so in our last battle royale then, Stitch goes through.
Yeah. So we've got our quarterfinals then, in that case.
We've got our quarterfinals, yes. So
the first one, we've got the Grinch and the Joker, which that's gonna be a tough one, I think. Actually, I don't know how that's gonna go.
Yeah, that's interesting.
That's going to be a really interesting one, because for all the shit we've had with the Grinch, I think that's going to be a tricky one. Mm. Second quarterfinal, Rambo versus the Flash. I think that'll be
over quick.
Fairly quick, no pun intended.
Yeah.
Third quarterfinal, Doctor Strange against Stitch.
Oof.
And then the last quarterfinal, Darth Vader against Optimus Prime.
Oh,
fuck me. Some of these are going to be fun.
Some of these are going to be quick. So we are going to do two of these per episode moving forward, listeners, now, right? So the quarterfinals is going to last for the next two shows. That's correct, isn't it, Mark?
Nope.
Oh, okay. We've changed that again.
No, so we get, so just as our careful plan to get the final episode 100, quarterfinals next episode, the four quarterfinals in the next episode, and then the that's two semifinals right. the episode after.
Yep, we got it. So all four quarterfinals are going to be in one episode, which will be handy because at least two of those is going to be over in seconds. Like, absolute seconds. Yeah, some interesting matchups there as well, though.
Yeah, definitely. I think it's going to be a fun one there, a fun episode, that one.
Yeah, so as always, listeners, let us know your thoughts on this. Like, first of all, like, do you agree with us about Stitch? I'm sure lots of you out there don't, so we're willing to take it. We're also willing to take the shit for Prime beating Voltron. I'm expecting some flack on that. But more importantly, who's your pick now going through? Like, which one of those quarterfinalists do you see emerging as champion? Because I know who I think it's going to be.
I'm a little bit torn. I've got two.
There's one person I want it to be.
Yeah, same.
But there's one that's just fucking unbeatable, I think. Unless, I don't know, when we get there, and we will get there, because these two are going to fight, I have no doubt about it.
I think so.
We'll see what we can do. But I'm pretty sure I know who's winning already. So let us know, listeners, who do you think?
We'll see. No, as we always say, this isn't predetermined. We don't plan this shit. We just kind of go with it and spitball it out on the fly. So it could go completely differently to the way we're both thinking. We might actually get to a point where our two favourites don't even make the final.
Quite possibly. I don't see that happening.
No, neither do I, but no, we have been surprised before.
We have.
Doesn't always work out.
We have, but so, I think the final is probably locked in at this point, if I'm honest.
Again, it also depends on the way the quarterfinals are set out, because the way we've set the semis out is winner of one against the winner of three, and the winner of two against the winner of four, so actually they could... I haven't worked out where I am yet, so we might end up with our two favourites in the semis.
Yeah, and actually, the more I think about it, and I don't want to get too much into this because we'll discuss it on next month's show, but the more I think about it, the more there's potential for one of those favourites to actually go out in the quarters, depending on our rules, which we'll discuss.
Yeah.
We'll discuss on the episode. So, yeah, let us know your thoughts, listeners.
Yeah, as always, get in touch on Twitter at SMPDpod. Not SMPDpod, wrong fucking show.
That's the other show. That's the longer show. Where there are less fart jokes and, everything stays relatively on topic.
Yeah, and we don't offend pretty much everybody we talk about. On Twitter at DDPodcastNet. You can also go to our website to pick up our other episodes and our other shows, DDPodcast.net. Wherever you get your podcast from, subscribe, leave a message, be back to us if you can. Until next time.
See you later.